Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
anchor my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like a candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self. Step down into me. Direct all my actions eternally.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Welcome to week 102 of the Healing Fountain Show. This is Jan Christie speaking from the United Kingdom, and our co-presenter over there in the USA is Gary Moore. Are you here, Gary?
Yes, I am here. Hello, Jan. Hello,
hiya.
Everyone. It's good to be back. I survived the hurricane last week, although the storm itself wasn't all that bad. It was about all day of rain and wind. But what it did was it blew down some power lines, some electric lines. So I was without electricity for, it took about 4 days to finally get it up there. And did without electricity and also without water because they were on a well, so the pump was electric. So I was fortunately able to gather a barrel full of rainwater during the storm. So we were able to drink that. And there's a creek out back, so we were able to bathe in the creek and wash our dishes and so forth. So
I could see you. And you
got your living with the earth. Yeah, it really wasn't that big of a deal, you know, other than I had no internet. So everyone in the world, I think, was wondering what had happened to me because
yes,
I know it showed for the show, and that's something I'd never done. And so, but I'm back, and it was a fabulous, very interesting experience. Interesting couple of days. But I'm in a new location and at a new job, and very, very blessed and grateful to be back, and grateful and blessed to be on this particular installment of the Healing Fountain.
Yeah, well, so I hate to say it, but you missed a brilliant show last week with Holy Moses telling us how he was run over by his truck. Oh, it was amazing. But
I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry you missed that. You can always catch it in archives. But we do have a fabulous guest today. Sorry, go on, what are you saying?
Well, no, I was able to catch that in the archives, and you're right, it was a fabulous show.
Oh,
and,
good.
Thank you, Les, for being here. Sorry I missed you, buddy. We'll catch you next time around.
Yeah, and today we have a fabulous guest, very talented lady, because she's a fine arts painter, musician, songwriter and vocalist, and she also teaches music as well. And her name is Deborah Robinson, and she's also a member of the Gold Ring. And she's inspired by how tones, colors, and light correspond with the chakras and the body's healing energy system, and incorporating the healing power of art and music in her work. And so we're going to be bringing Deborah on in a little while. And Gary and I are also on the Gold Ring Healing Fountain and the Gold Ring website.
And now that you mention it, I think the last time I was on air with Red Gypsy or Deborah Robinson was during her Spirit Fire ceremony, I believe. I think that was the last time I was actually on a radio show with her. So looking forward to doing this one with her. Looking forward to having her on.
Well, I'd also like to give a quick mention to another website that I'm a member of, and it's the hearttosoulprayerpartners.ning.com. And it's an interfaith website committed to world peace, especially between the Abrahamic faiths such as Christians, Muslims, Jews, because we've got so much in common. Moses, for example, and yet there's such a great divide between us. And so the website and other people on it are committed to world peace. And Brother Sean broadcasts on his live stream channel every morning at 9 a.m., which you'll be in bed, Gary, won't you, at 4 a.m. in the morning, 4 a.m. But you can catch it in archives. And also, he does the Office of Vespers at 5 p.m. BST, and he also does another one at 9 p.m., so you'll be able to probably catch that one. And that's a live stream channel, and I'm going to be doing some live stream meditations for Sean shortly. I'm just gearing up for that. But
lovely.
It's, I know it's just getting my act together, if you'll excuse the pun. But anyway, as I said, we've got a fabulous lady coming on in just a few moments. And I said she's also a vocalist and she plays guitar as well. And so I'm sure that you'd like to hear her rendition of Summertime. So she calls it My Summertime. So here we are, My Summertime by Deborah Robinson.
Wonderful. Thank you.
daddy and mommy saying goodbye.
Yes.
Amazing.
What an amazing rendition of that song. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Very well done. Beautiful
voice. Yeah, gorgeous. Wow. We're going to bring her on in a second. We're just going to post the link to the YouTube video of her, some of her artwork. And she's painted some lush peonies. It's a lush peony garden. And oh, someone's already put it in as well. So we've got the link in there twice. So if everyone would like to click on the link and get the player up and pause it, we'll bring Deborah on to speak
and
about...
There's the link.
Yeah, thank you very much. And, yeah, we'll bring her on to speak about how she uses sound and colour to heal the chakras and to heal generally. So, if you pause your players, we're not going to play the video until after she's been on to speak to us. So, are you there, Deborah? Deborah Robinson, are you there?
Are you there, Deborah? Or did she mute herself?
Hello.
Maybe she
sent
that?
She did.
There
she
you are.
Herself. Okay.
That's
hello.
Okay. Some of my best stuff has ever been done while I was on mute. So.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to
how
the show.
You doing?
So thank you for having me on and inviting me to your beautiful show.
Well, you
thank you for being with us.
Mm.
So how are you?
I'm good. Still going through a lot of transition and, you know.
Oh, we all.
Constant, eh? Yeah.
Deborah, let me just tell you, I need healing tonight. Do you know what happened to me the other day? I went to let the chickens out, and I was walking across a little bridge across the dike, and I was taking a wheelbarrow with me. It's about 9 o'clock in the morning, so most people on the farm were in bed with it being weekend. And the wheelbarrow tipped over. I skidded on this board, nearly did the splits, and fell in the 7-foot dike.
Oh my God.
Hey, I did the splits and a somersault straight away into this dike. And it's about, as I said, it's about 7 foot. So I was very lucky to crawl out of it. And because I did a somersault, I didn't, I sort of bounced and I didn't hurt anything the first time I landed. But then when I did the somersault, I felt the whole weight of my body go on my neck. So I thought I'd broken my neck. But I managed to scramble out somehow because I could have been laid there for like 2 hours before anybody found me, you know. So that's what happened to me. On Saturday morning. Ooh, yeah, so if anybody needs some healing tonight, it's me. But you've got to laugh, haven't you? You know? And I told my daughter, and I'm not kidding you, she laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed. And I thought, well, charming.
So you've been discovering gravity, in other words.
Yeah, I think it's already discovered already, but, you know, anyway. I live to tell the tale, that's the main thing. So
That's the main thing, yes.
I don't know what I've done to bring it on myself, but I obviously did something.
you must have needed the experience.
You're in your body now.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so you're going to tell us about how you use color and music, because we're all a vibration, as is music. And so music is very healing for our physical bodies, isn't it?
Because
So you're going to tell us how you do that. And you do creative.
Yeah, tell us how you do that. How you do the tones, colors, and light, you know, and how you make them correspond with the chakras and so forth.
Well, every tone, you know, corresponds to a color and a chakra and usually a gemstone. And, I mean, many people have been, you know, using this for a long time. It was always interesting to me. And now I think that it's something that just is a little bit innate. It just sort of is there unconscious, sort of under the surface when you're doing your creative things. I think when you're actually doing the creative work, I wouldn't say that that's what you're necessarily thinking about, you know. But I know that one of my paintings in particular was painted for a woman, and she told me that when she looked at it, she was getting twinges in her hip, which had been a problem area for her. And she felt that the painting was really healing for her. Now, when I painted it for her, I was thinking of her, but I really didn't realize, you know, what I was putting into it, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
But it works.
Yeah, well, you were channeling it, weren't you, to suit her, obviously.
I think so.
And through the visualization, perhaps while you were making the creation, produced healing for her at the other end, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you just try to tune into the energies when you're in the creative process, you know. And we're all creators, you know. So
right.
Yeah,
we're all meant to be creators. Yeah, and we're all creating everything within our experience from one moment to the next. All of us.
So, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
But,
So I feel, you know, it's wonderful to be able to express that in painting or music or whatever it is, healing. I think that the creative arts do have a strong connection with the healing arts, and you know, it's very similar, right? Using the same energies to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it was I didn't realize until after I stopped gigging every week that when I actually went to a club and sang to the audience and worked to the audience that I was actually sending out healing to them. And
right.
I didn't realize that until after. I mean, I still do occasional gigs, but I used to be gigging 2-3 nights a week, well, 9 nights a week at one time. But I didn't realize until after that that's what I was doing, because I was creating a unity and a good feeling amongst the audience and actually sending out healing. Yeah, so
right.
You can do it unconsciously, can't you?
Yes.
Because I was unconscious at that time, not through dreams. Yeah. Just, you know, I wasn't awakened, that's what I meant, and I didn't realize that I was healing. So you can do it unconsciously, but it's better, obviously, to do it consciously, because the effect is so much more powerful when you've got the intention to heal.
Mm. It is about intention, I think, you know. And, you know, we set an intention and, you know, that intention has to be charged. We can't just sort of, it's not really wishing. It's actually setting something that's charged, that we are actually going to do this. And so healing and art both transform our experience, right? And through that transformation, we find that everything is changed. We're shifting that energy, right?
Mm.
And, you know,
setting
myself,
that intent with the power and the energy behind it, right, pushing it through.
Exactly, yeah. It has to have that charge behind it. And I'm still working on some of that in my own personal life, you know. And then I think, too, you know, the artists and the healers are both sort of visionaries, because they can see what needs to be done, you know, and they can go in there and do it, right?
Mm.
So, I mean, the physical is only one aspect, but a lot
right.
of, I think, I've been going through a real healing process myself, and strangely enough, I think that when we're not expressing our creativity, you know, we can actually create blocks in our system, in our life, and in our body. And for me, it was my voice, and I was always known for my voice, and people always recognized my voice. And it seemed that I created a block in my voice, and I don't know, maybe that had to happen so that I could go back and take a look at some things that I hadn't looked at. And so now I'm getting my voice back. And, you know, maybe we appreciate things more.
Well, you do have a very distinctive voice, don't you? And,
yes, you do. And I had no idea you could sing the way you do. That
well,
to me, that was a pleasant surprise. I was delighted to hear you. That's wow.
Thank you. That's very nice.
And I've always been a major proponent of everyone to find your voice. You know, everybody. You know, I'm familiar and comfortable with my voice, and Jan is quite comfortable with her voice, and you know, many others.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about that. Find that voice and how, use it however you can use it. Right?
Yeah, and also it's when you said that you created a block between yourself and your voice. That it's just the same as when we create a block between ourselves and our creator, because we're always connected to our creator, but we cause blockages so that we don't feel connected and we feel isolated and we feel that we're alone. And there's no need to, really, is there? You know, after you've been through that sort of black tunnel and you come out the other side, you realize that it was created by yourself.
Oh, yes, for sure. And, you know, we have to be, I think, willing to free these blocks, you know, in order to, you know, live to our fullest potential and live our purpose out the way we're supposed to. And the other thing I've noticed, and I know that I'm prime suspect for this, is we can really hide our gifts and talents. from the world, and that's been a process of mine for quite some time now, where I don't know, maybe it's because we weren't always, the world as it stands doesn't always encourage that, you know, and quite often the sensitive people in the world feel the most vulnerable, and so, you know, we can devise ways.
Hello? Are you there?
Not sure what happened.
Oh, I think maybe she fell off.
I'm still showing her connected.
Oh.
Not sure exactly.
Maybe her mic is muted. Hello, Deborah. Anyway, just to get back to what Deborah was saying, about creating the blockage and being afraid to let our light shine, my words to live by are, our greatest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. And we ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. And your plain small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And that was actually Nelson Mandela's inaugural speech in 1994. But just when I felt like I was on this big ego trip, writing songs, and I felt like other people were thinking I was, just as I was at my lowest point, I found those words. And those words sort of inspired me to continue on my journey.
Yes.
And so they're my words to live by. And so I wrote the song, Let Your Light Shine. And really, it was inspired by those words, you know, just let
Nelson
your light
Mandela
shine.
Nelson Mandela has been an inspiration to many, and he was
a very
enlightened individual. But those are beautiful words to live by. Yes, ma'am.
Mm.
Yes, they are.
Right, so is Deborah back on? Are you there, Deborah?
Showing her connected and so forth. So she's either muted at her end or there's another difficulty at her end. So
she's created a blockage. Deborah, unblock that blockage and get back on here. But in the meantime, we'll play her video, shall we? And then
we'll play the video.
She's going to be doing a meditation in a little while when she comes back on. But we'll play her video, and the people obviously on the radio won't be able to see the beautiful artwork, but they will be able to, if they go over to YouTube, to V equals 7X TN CIBPX U on Deborah Robinson's channel. And
just Google Red Gypsy, REDGYPSEE, Red Gypsy and on YouTube, and you will see the video that to which we are referring. So
yeah.
In the meantime, just click the link and pull up the player, pause the player, and when you're ready, give us a heart in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
And
then we'll
synchronize
our planes. And
exactly.
I'll get off the switchboard, and I'll press play on the actual YouTube, which is YouTube Lush Garden Peonies. Okay, so is she back on there? I thought she's clicked over back on. Are you there, Deborah?
I'm here.
Oh, hi.
There
what
you are.
Happened?
I don't know what happened. I was still connected, but
had you finished speaking, or is there anything else you'd like to add?
That's okay. Whatever was there is gone now.
Oh, right. Oh, dear. Never mind. I know the feeling. So I've got the memory of a fruit fly at the minute. But anyway, We're going to play the YouTube video, which is your Lush Garden Peonies, and it's absolutely beautiful artwork. So I'll count you down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play. Right now it's time for our candle ceremony. And we light our candles to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light. And the candle also represents the light that we take out into the world. We do this live every time, as you can tell. And I've also lit my Nag Champa. And we light candles because fire is a very powerful tool, which along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals. We can use our light to help other people's candles to light, if they would like to light them. It's about free will also. And we lit the Nag Champa to purify the atmosphere and create positivity. Ready, to invite the angelic realm, which we're going to do right now. We're going to ask for the assistance of the Archangel Michael. Please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Metatron, we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind, all around the world, in divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We also ask for the presence of Sananda Jesus and the Magdalene energies. Thank you. We're now in the divine presence of Sananda Jesus and Magdalene energies on the divine angelic realm. And we ask that they close around our circle of love and light and healing, along with our guides, inspirers and guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. And we'd like to ask Marika to do the mantra, please. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her. Your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm. They're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests. And the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy. And you may direct this energy to any human being, animal or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Welcome back. We're going to focus on the colors and the chakras for a few moments. First, focus on the base of your spine. Let a ruby red color go into the area of the root chakra so that you can attune to Mother Nature. This is your survival center. Know that you have everything that you need. As you let the ruby red light around the base of your spine, ruby red at the base of the spine, root chakra. Next, we'll go to the sacral chakra. Focus on your lower abdomen. This is where you can let the orange creative life energy flow in as you tune into the etheric body. This is your relationship center and your creativity center. And this is the center where you can generate bliss. Next, we move to the solar plexus chakra, the tone of E. Focus on a yellow citrine flowing into your upper abdomen between the navel and the sternum. This is your personal power center. This is where you can open to your inner sight and hearing. This is where our self-esteem is located. And this is where we can clear old thought patterns. Feel the yellow in your solar plexus. And feel your own sovereignty. This is where you will find your courage. And this is where you can recognize your inner beauty and joy. Next, we move to the heart chakra in the center of the chest. We feel an emerald green color surrounding our heart chakra, which gives us unconditional love and healing. We are pure thought. When we are operating from our heart center, we open our heart and we can feel the rhythm and the pattern in nature. We speak through the heart. Then we move to the throat chakra, which is at the base of the throat. A light blue color surrounds our communication and self-expression. This is where we can communicate our creativity and collect our breath to revitalize and invigorate our physical body. The light blue color at the base of the throat is the throat chakra. Next, we move to the brow chakra, also known as the third eye or the pineal. This is where we house our inner vision, surrounded in an indigo light. We have here our insight and our intellect. We open our brow chakra with indigo light and draw in higher light energies. We let the light come in as we clear our mind. This is where we can dream our dream, surrounded in indigo light. Next, we move to the top of the head, which is the crown chakra. Beautiful amethyst violet ray light transforming into divine love and inspiration. Here through the crown chakra we manifest and we see our divine perfection. Our crown chakra allows us to transcend to our visionary being. where we can feel pure consciousness. We let the light shine in. And then we surround all of our chakras in beautiful white light, pure consciousness.
Thank you, Lorena McKennett, for that one. And thank you, Deborah. That was absolutely beautiful. Lovely meditation and chakra closing there.
Thank you.
That was wonderful. Thank you.
Great. Wow. So, you're a teacher, aren't you, Deborah?
Yes.
And you were teaching at a music school, like a FAME Academy, was it?
Well, actually, I was the director of school, which closed down, and now I'm going back into teaching music. And so that's a real shift, but I think it's going to be for the best. I'm actually feeling really, really happy inside about doing that.
You've got a website.
Let's say it again to everyone listening. What is your website?
It's BLUMOONART.com, BlueMoonArt.com, but there's no E in the blue, so.
Okay.
So people can contact you on there, can they, if they wanted any lessons? Because you teach piano and guitar, do you, as well as singing?
Yeah, I'm teaching piano and guitar, actually. Piano's my main instrument, but I don't have one at the moment. So we'll...
Very talented lady, isn't she? Wow.
Yeah, well, it's quite the organizational feat to keep things flying.
Well, I'm still just absolutely delighted and surprised at your song and your musical talent. I'm in awe. I really am.
Well, I wanted to record something newer, but it's been so noisy around here. The place where I'm going to work actually has a recording studio there, so I'm hoping that I'm going to get to work on some of my projects too in the proper environment. This is not the environment for, recording.
Recording.
Do you have other recordings at your website, or is it strictly visual art that you have at the website?
Well, mostly I do have a thing on Reverb Nation, but there isn't much uploaded yet because I haven't had the facilities to record. But hopefully they will soon. Hopefully we'll see something soon.
Yeah, I'm on Reverb Nation as well. And
Jen? We must be on there then.
Yeah, I'll have to send you a friend request. And you're also on YouTube. That's your art as well. But you do have your song Summertime, on YouTube as well. So do you want to tell us
your website? I'm on Twitter as Red Gypsy.
Yeah.
So... you can always find me there, too. I'm there quite a bit, actually.
And you're on MySpace, aren't you, as well?
Sorry?
I thought you were on MySpace as well.
Yeah, I do have a spot there. I think I'm everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, I'm at your website now, and it's quite lovely. Very beautiful website. And just a reminder for everyone, it's at bluemoonart.com. That's BLUMOONART, all one word, .com.
Right.
And it's a lovely
site. So, thank you so much for your beautiful meditation and chakra closing. And we want to thank the Angelic Realm as well for joining us and ask that they be in archives for anyone listening in. And next week, we have Achito back on, Samadhi Kung Fu instructor. And he's back on next week, Achito. And we've got some lovely music as well that you'd like us to play, wouldn't you? You've got Why by Enigma. So shall we give that a spin now, Deborah?
Sure thing.
Okay, here we
Let's
go.
Let's give
then.
It a
Why.
Spin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretend I'm a DJ. Here we go.
Right.
Wow, that was a great song by Etta James, Shaky Ground. I thought it was called Why, did you?
I'm kind of getting that, yeah.
I know, I thought we were playing the same one twice. The last one was called Why by Enigma, and I thought, is this Enigma again? I thought, no, it's Etta James. But that is a fabulous song, and she's got a really brilliant voice. And who were you influenced by when you were singing? Would you say a bit of Janis Joplin in there?
Actually, I love a lot of the old classic singers, but the main one that was an inspiration for me was Nina Simone.
Oh, yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I hadn't heard that rendition or a rendition of Summertime since Nancy Waite, Violet Light, and myself did the radio play on Nancy's channel, and she sung a version of that, but she kind of changed the lyrics a little bit and stuff. So I hadn't heard that.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, I heard that. That was a great show, wasn't it?
It really was, mm-hmm. And it was very intense. It was a labor of love. It really was, and quite a challenge when it came to the sound effects on it, but. It went amazingly well, and Nancy, hats off to Nancy for writing it all and doing all that she did on it. And I look forward to doing another one with her sometime.
Yeah, me too. I've done a show with Nancy, and she does awesome attention. Have you tuned into any of her shows, Red?
I was on one of her shows a long time ago when she first started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She tries to get as many artists as she can on there. She's had Miss Magical and a few other people. Well, a lot of other people.
Yes.
Because she likes to mention art in sort of conjunction with Ascension. And
right.
Yeah. Really,
within the context of Ascension.
Yes. Yeah.
And talk about someone who has become familiar with her voice. It's really an amazing evolution to see Nancy. I don't know how we got on that subject, but she's really developed a brilliant show, too. Her and Tia Carr and myself used to do the Heart Channel a long time ago on Sunday.
Yes, you did, didn't you?
Right.
And you're still doing a night with Daddy G.
Oh, yes. I'm still doing that every Saturday night, the Wild Crazy.
What time is that on?
It's on at 9 p.m. It's Eastern time. So it's on rather late for the folks in Europe. Although there are a few Europeans. Giovanna occasionally comes, and Cairo, and a few of the regulars that come from show up during or who's over there, who are over there in Europe and so forth. So, and it's just the wild and crazy pointless show. and I'm on the New Era Do channel. With Keter Magic. Keter was gracious enough to share her channel with me, so I'm on that channel.
Oh, well, Keter's got some brilliant shows as well, doesn't she?
Yes, she does.
She's a really brilliant presenter. In fact, there's a lot of good ones coming up now, aren't there? A lot of good presenters coming up. Yeah, and a lot of brilliant radio shows out there, mainly to do with spirituality.
Mm-hmm. And I get the feeling Red Gypsy is moving into her own as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So we hope to hear a lot more from you.
Yeah, because she's found her voice again. The blockage is gone, hasn't it, Red?
Yeah.
Look out.
That's right.
So have you got anything you'd like to just say before we finish off with your song that you chose by The Clash, Rock the Casbah?
Well, not really. I just really appreciate you inviting me to the show. I think it's been a really lovely experience for me, and I appreciate the opportunity to share.
Oh, we've really enjoyed it. You've been brilliant. Thank you very much for your fabulous meditation and chakra closing and song.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you, Gary.
All right.
Thank you, Jan. And thank you, everyone.
I'm glad you were here this week, Gary. We missed you last week. And,
thank you. I missed you, too. I missed everyone. It was an interesting few days last week. It was quite interesting.
Yeah, I mean, there's been some horrendous goings on over there, and there's fires now, isn't there, in Keter Magic. Speaking of Keter, there's a big forest fire going on around her, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
Her house. So we're sending
Here I am in an area where there's been an abundance of water from the sky and rain and so forth, and then she's in an area where there's a drought going on. And what we have to do is just keep being mindful that it is all perfect. And I've been in areas where there is drought, and it's troubling to see, but it is perfect. The earth is doing what she's doing. Let's focus on the birthing. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, so we need to keep her vibration up and help her to realign.
Right.
Yeah.
And focus on the birth. Focus on the birthing process. All of us.
Yeah. I was just saying to somebody the other day, it's like a roller coaster ride, isn't it, at the moment? And we just have to fasten our safety belts and just get on with it. And I'll fasten mine, especially when I'm walking across that bridge again. Because Mother Earth threw me into the dike, or somebody did. So, anyway, that was an experience I didn't really enjoy, but, you know.
And you made the discovery that gravity still works, right?
It does. And I don't like to get bored, so I wasn't bored, you know. So, anyway, we're going to have to say goodnight, God bless, and thank you for being with us, and thank you to everybody out there listening, and for all the people whose energies have helped to create the show, because your energies do that. Thank you so much. Don't forget next week, Hachito. Thank you. Thanks,
Gary. Yes, Hachito. It would be good to have him again. And thank you, Jen. Thank you, Deborah.
And thank you,
everyone. I love you all.
Yeah,
all
me
right,
too.
All right, let's rock out with the Clash.
Yeah, here we go. Give it a spin.
All right.
Rocha, I can't let you.